ジャパニーズポット101.com、うん、
maybe。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Peter here, onomatopoeia lesson 22. Rain or shine, your Japanese will never be dull after this.
Naomi desu. Konnichiwa. Hi everyone, this is Naomi.
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com's onomatopoeia series. In this series, we're exploring the world of Japanese onomatopoeia.
There are two types of Japanese onomatopoeia. Gyongo and Gitaigo.
Gyongo are the true onomatopoeia that mimic sounds like our English onomatopoeia.
So desu ne. Such as choo choo.
Squeak, squeak, the sound of a mouse or a rat.
Goro, goro.
The rumbling sound of thunder or one's stomach.
Right, like, onaka ga goro goro suru.
I have an upset stomach. Gitaigo, on the other hand, describe the situation, feeling, or state using sound.
For example, kiri kiri, as in, iga kiri kiri suru.
To have a sharp pain in one's stomach. We hope you'll join us on this enjoyable ride into the wonderful world of Japanese onomatopoeia. Without further ado, let's get on with the lesson. In this lesson, we'll be introducing onomatopoeia in situations with an upper beginner, lower intermediate level dialogue. So, Naomi-sensei, what are we learning in this lesson?
天気の擬音語、擬態語ですね。You'll learn how to describe the weather using onomatopoeia.
The conversation is between
男の人と女の人です。
A man and a woman.
多分同僚ですね。
Their colleagues. Where does the conversation take place?
道です。
On the street.
天気について話しています。
And they're talking about the weather. So please try to listen for what kind of weather is taking place in the dialogue. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
嫌な天気ですね、先輩。どんより曇ってるし、雷はゴロゴロ鳴ってるし、外は暗いし。
ジメジメしているから、そのうちザーッと降り始めるんじゃないか？
さっきまでカラッと晴れてたのに。あ、今ピカッと光った！キャッ！あー、今の大きかったですね。あ、ポツポツ降ってきた。
わあ、ザーザー降りだ。急げ、駅まで走るぞ。
ちょっと待って先輩、ここツルツルしてて。あっ、たたたたたた、うーん、新しいスーツがびしょびしょ。
もう一度お願いします。今度は、ゆっくり、お願いします。
嫌な、天気ですね、先輩。どんより、曇っているし、雷は、ゴロゴロ鳴ってるし、外は、暗いし、
じめじめしているから、そのうちざーっと降り始めるんじゃないか。
さっきまでカラッと晴れてたのに、あ、今ピカッと光った。キャッ。ああ、今の大きかったですね。あ、ポツポツ降ってきた。
うわあ、ザーザー降りだ。急げ、駅まで走るぞ。
ちょっと待って、先輩。ここ、つるつるしてて、あ、いたたたた、あーん、 新しいスーツがびしょびしょ。
今度は英語が入ります。
嫌な天気ですね、先輩。
What awful weather, isn't it, Mr. Shimoyama?
どんより曇ってるし、雷はゴロゴロ鳴ってるし、外は暗いし。
The sky is gloomy and cloudy, it's thundering, and it's dark outside.
ジメジメしているから、そのうちザーッと降り始めるんじゃないか？
It's starting to feel a bit damp, so it's probably going to start pouring soon.
さっきまでカラッと晴れてたのに。
Up until a little while ago, it was so bright and sunny, too.
あ、今ピカッと光った。
Oh, the sky lit up just now.
キャッ！ああ、今の大きかったですね。
Eek, that was really loud.
あ、ポツポツ降ってきた。
Ah, it started to rain.
わあ、ザーザー降りだ。急げ、駅まで走るぞ。
Whoa, it's coming down pretty hard.Hurry, let's make a dash for the station.
ちょっと待って、先輩。
Wait up, Mr. Shimoyama.
ここ、ツルツルしてて、あ！
This area is slippery. Ah!
たたたたたた。新しいスーツがびしょびしょ。
Ow, ow, ow. Oh, my brand new suit is all soaking wet.
かわいそうですね、エリカさんね。新しいスーツがびしょびしょ。
My brand new suit is soaking wet.
うん。
梅雨が頭に浮かんできますね。
ああ、そうですね。
So I think about rainy season in Japan.
うん。
It's just like a wall of water.
Wall of water. そうそう。
And you have an umbrella to cover like the top part of your body. So like your shoulders are kind of dry, but your legs are soaking wet.
ああ、びしょびしょになりますね。And this is a bit off topic, but you know the anime character Pikachu, right?
もちろん、mm-hmm. of course. For those of you who don't know what Pikachu is one of the main characters in the famous Japanese anime series called Pocket Monsters, or Pokemon,、
mm.
which is short for Pocket Monsters.
そうそう、Pokemon.
What's the full word?
Pocket Monster.
But much like many things in Japanese, it gets trimmed down, so Pokemon.
そうそう、Pokemon.
A little past its time. But anyway, the point is, it's or it was also very popular abroad. So I'm sure most of our listeners are familiar with Pikachu.
And did you notice that he was named after the onomatopoeia?
No.
え、本当？
本当。
あれは光るネズミでしょ？ピカチュウ。It's like Pikachu is basically a sparkling rat. I mean,
you just called him a sparkling rat.
え？Mouse.
Okay. So the word pika that we have in this lesson's dialogue means to flash, to spark, to shine. And chu is the squeak of a mouse or a rat.
So, mouse or rat なんですね。By the way, in Japanese, both rats and mice are called nezumi. That's why I confused.
Nami-san, there's really no getting around that you called him a rat. And in English, it's pretty bad.Kids are probably crying somewhere because you just called their hero a sparkling rat.
ごめんなさい。 And the point is, they both make choo-choo sound.
But that's really interesting. Pika, choo, so sparkling rat.
Mouse.
なるほど。I've learned something. I had no idea. 、
huh. Now you know.
I'll look at him in a different kind of light. Okay, first of all, let's introduce onomatopoeia that describes thunder and lightning. Naomi-sensei, can you introduce us to the first onomatopoeia with context?
Sure. 雷がゴロゴロ鳴る。
Thunder rumbles. As we explained in lesson 21, ゴロゴロ expresses the rumbling sound of thunder, one's stomach or a heavy object rolling.
この音がゴロゴロゴロゴロですね。This sound is ゴロゴロゴロゴロ。
What's the next onomatopoeia?
ピカ、as in 空がピカッと光る。
The sky lights up.
ピカ is not a repetitive onomatopoeia. So ピカ means that it lights up only once.
in contrast to that of pika pika, which describes the state of something giving off a bright light in succession.
Hi. Also, the verb in this sentence is hikaru.
To shine.
And it is said that this verb is created from the onomatopoeia, pika pika or pika.
So the onomatopoeia became a verb.
So this, right. Pika pika became hikaru. There are some verbs like that too. For example, we learned that peko peko,
dented,
became hekomu,
become dented.
This rule is very complicated and it doesn't always work though.
But it's a good mnemonic for building your vocabulary.
So desu ne.
Pika pika becomes hikaru. Peko peko becomes hekomu.
So desu.
Okay, what's next?
Don or dodon.
Don describes a heavy impact sound similar to a bang in English. In the dialogue, it's used to express the sound of a bolt of lightning striking.
Actually, in the transcript, it was written as dodon. The first syllable, do, is doubled to give more emphasis.
Okay, now we'll look at more weather-related onomatopoeia. The first one is
donyori.
Overcast, dull, sullen. Donyori describes a cloudy sky.
Right. For instance, donyorishita kumo desu ne. 雨が降りそうですね.
What an overcast day. It looks like we're going to get some rain.
Donyori also can indicate a gloomy atmosphere or glassy eyes.
Donyorishita kūki, gloomy atmosphere, and donyorishita me, glassy eyes.
So, donyorishita kūki could mean actual air, maybe because of the pollution or something. Or it could be talking about atmosphere. For example, 試合に負けてみんなどんよりしている.
Since they lost the game, everyone seems so gloomy.
あと、どんよりした目も使いますね.
This is so sad to say, animals in the zoo.
I think that's a really good example.
So you could see like how they're kind of like not happy to be there.
And the kind of opposite word is karatto or kararito.
Fair weather. Karatto or kararito is often used to describe fair weather or a cloudless sky and creates and carries a positive connotation, kind of clear,
so
crisp.
So. Crisp, いいですね. Crisp っていう感じ. カラッとした天気 or カラリとした天気.
Fair weather. Nami-sensei, can't you also use カラッと for someone's personality?
Oh, そうですね, right. カラッとした人.
A refreshing person. カラッと is also used to refer to a cheery personality.
We learned the onomatopoeia カラカラ, as in 喉がカラカラ.
Thirsty or my throat is dried up.
カラカラ is the repetitive onomatopoeia of カラリ or カラ. I think onomatopoeia カラ indicated dryness.
Okay. Now, there's also an onomatopoeia that expresses humidity in the dialogue, right?
そうですね. ジメジメ.
ジメジメ refers to high humidity associated with an uncomfortable feeling.
ジメッとも使いますね.
The variant, ジメッと, is also used. Okay, Naomi-sensei, can we hear a sample sentence, please?
はい. 日本の6月はジメジメしている.
It's humid in June in Japan. Naomi-sensei.
はい.
蒸し暑い also means humid, right?
そうですね. 蒸し暑い or 蒸し蒸しする is humid. Maybe steaming hot. Whereas ジメジメ is humid, but it doesn't have to be hot. まあ、両方使える時も多いですけどね.
So, sometimes they're changeable.
そうですね. So, to me, カラッと is like California weather.
Ah.
And ジメジメ is Japanese summer. And donyori is like British winter.
Ah.
Or Seattle.
So, in this lesson, we introduced onomatopoeia that describe weather. In the next onomatopoeia lesson, you'll learn how to describe the texture of food.
楽しみにしててください。
Please look forward to it.
いやな天気ですね、先輩。 どんより曇ってるし、雷はゴロゴロ鳴ってるし、 外は暗いし。
ジメジメしているから、そのうちザーッと降り始めるんじゃないか?
さっきまでカラッと晴れてたのに。あ、今ピカッと光った。キュッ。ああ、今の大きかったですね。あ、ポツポツ降ってきた。
わあ、ザーザー降りだ。急げ、駅まで走るぞ。
ちょっと待って先輩、ここツルツルしてて。あ、たたたたたた、うーん、新しいスーツがびしょびしょ。